Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
If anything could define our current culture of entertainment and emotion over substance and news, it would be all this talk of impeachment. If you can't explain something in simple terms, then you probably don't understand it. Ask anyone why President Trump should be impeached, and all you'll get are silly fake news talking points. Typically, it's guilt by association. Impeachment, it's a subtle tool that the founders of this country left for government to be run well. As you will see, the current batch of congressional Democrats is misusing it. The roots of the impeachment clause are actually a reflection of the aristocracy that was meant to represent Americans in the early Congress. The term high crimes and misdemeanors is often said by people that don't really know what it means. High crimes means exactly that. A high crime would be treason or something that dramatically puts the offender at odds with the health and well-being of the country. It's the other word, misdemeanor, that causes so much confusion. The Founding Fathers didn't mean misdemeanors like we do today. It doesn't mean you get impeached over a fender bender or jaywalking. No, misdemeanor means that your behavior needs to be one of an honor and integrity that allows you to function as a statesman. The misdemeanor clause fell out of use when the American aristocracy retired from public service after several generations. The robust free market that the aristocracy helped unleash actually undid the social framework that kept the aristocrats in charge. Men of sheer ability like Cornelius Vanderbilt destroyed the privileged family birthright that one particular family had on shipping rights to New York commerce, for example. I don't want to get off topic. My point is that the impeachment definition of high crimes and misdemeanors is archaic. Forget about impeaching Donald Trump. He is the most transparent president in history, and when you have a man who isn't afraid to tell European nations to pay their bills, who refuses to take a salary, and whose net worth has plummeted where most presidents get wealthy during their time, you have a man whose statesmanship is above reproach. There are hundreds of congressional members over our 229 years of age as a nation that should have been impeached under the misdemeanor clause. Certainly, several of the Democrats running for president should be impeached. Bernie Sanders mumbled that terrorists such as the Boston bomber ought to have the right to vote. Elizabeth Warren engaged in cultural appropriation as she recklessly claimed to be of Native American heritage while she had no proof. And when confronted, she doubled down on the disgrace. Joe Biden is recorded on the record telling an audience about a quid pro quo where he threatened to withhold funding to a foreign government if they refused to fire a prosecutor that was targeting his son. That is impeachment material under the clause. Impeachment, like most of our system of government, is corrupted by people that only care about their own power.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.